Lay. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center Time 751. First Thursday of each month means State Representative Kimberly Fiorillo with her legislative update. Representative, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm thrilled to see blue sky after such an incredibly stormy evening.
Yeah, give us a kind of an update not a legislative update, but a kind of a roads and situation update near where you live.
Yeah, I live right by the library, Greenwich Library, between the library and the hospital. And just to let you guys, everyone know, Deerfield Road, which is a very popular thoroughfare, is closed because of a sinkhole. You know, we love the beautiful natural environment of Greenwich, and we all have like beautiful streams that go through our backyards, but that's caused a lot of flooding. And we have a sinkhole on Deerfield and a downed tree on Grove Lane. So, folks, please be careful as you go out. The other thing I wanted to share with everyone is Connecticut is the Constitution State, and we have Constitution Day coming up on Friday, September 17th. I have a short essay contest for anybody in Connecticut, up to 500 words, on what does the U.S. Constitution mean to you? And I've already begun to get submissions, and it's just been wonderful seeing the ideas that folks have and the words that they use to describe what the Constitution means to them. Please go to my website, repfiorello.com, and you will see a tab for essay contest. And any students that participate will get special recognition from my office. But I just hope that, you know, we can spend a moment thinking about and appreciating U.S. Constitution as this day to honor this amazing document comes up.
All right, good. And it's a contest, so will there be winners? How do you judge? What are the prizes?
There is no prize per se, except the joy of writing about the Constitution. I will highlight like the top five best short essays in my social media and in the e-blast. I'm hoping I can highlight some of these, what people say in an op-ed in local papers. But students will get special recognition for participating in it. But it is welcome. It's open to anyone to participate, you know, students, adults, grandparents. It's for all of us as residents in the Constitution State to take a moment to appreciate the Constitution.
Okay, so it's what the Constitution means to me. Is that kind of the gist of it?
That's right. What does the U.S. Constitution mean to you?
Okay. All right. Let's talk legislative. Anything going on? There may be some special sessions coming up. Tell us what's happening.
Well, there is a major date. It's September 30th. It's looming on everyone's mind. It's related to a possible continuation of the mask mandate in schools for students and whether or not the governor gets to extend his emergency powers, and that is both the health emergency and civil preparedness. So that's September 30th. Please email the governor to share your thoughts on whether or not you feel that we are in a continued state of emergency. And other than that, there has been some work done in the judiciary branch related to doing something to help law enforcement deal with the many car thefts that are happening in our communities. And what was done yesterday to go into effect today is that the law enforcement will have more access to juvenile records that they were denied before. But this is to help them get an understanding of who they're stopping and who's committing the crimes and what can really be done to address and help these juveniles that are going around and stealing cars off of people's driveways.
And I guess, I mean, as time has gone on, it used to be, well, these are just joyriders, but as we've spoken to Chief Heavey about, I mean, some of these, there's a dangerous element here, and it's not just Greenwich anymore. You have these stories in Hartford, and so it's really hitting around the state. I guess that's gotten lawmakers' attention, right?
It certainly has, and this is, it is about public safety. It's about private, private property rights. It's about a juvenile crime, and it is to help our police officers have a better understanding of the records of the people that they are detaining.
All right. I mentioned special session possibility. Heard possibly about the American Rescue Plan money. Anything in the works for a special session coming up on any items and maybe infrastructure, anything like that?
There is definitely questions about how much say legislators will have in the money that's come from the federal government. And I will certainly report back as soon as I do know that there's a special session. I don't know that there is one coming up right away, but I understand that there's a lot of desire for, you know, all the different legislators across our state to make sure that the funds come back to their town.
All right, fantastic. Well, Representative Kimberly Fiorillo, thanks for your time this morning. Be safe out there.
Stay home.
Until you can get around safely, right? We'll talk to you next month.
Right.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
State Representative Kimberly Fiorillo joins me the first Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time will be State Representative Stephen Meskers. WGC.